96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We all have been the victim of a crime, or we also know someone who has. So after it happens, what happens to you? Where do you get help? Well, during this National Crime Victims' Rights Week, we're answering those questions and more. My guests are Marilyn Roberts. She's acting director of the Office for Victims of Crime. That's under the Department of Justice. And Seminde Lloyd. She's founder of the Women's Wing organization, and she, like so many of us, has been a crime victim. If you have been a victim of crime, we'd like to hear your story briefly, and we also would like to know what kind of help you received after it was over. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Ms. Roberts and Seminde, always good to see you, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you so much. First of all, your office, Ms. Roberts, the Office of for Victims of Crime, as I said, under the Department of Justice, what does your office do?
Our office administers the Crime Victims Fund. And the Crime Victims Fund is not taxpayer dollars. It's money that comes from federal criminals, fines, and fees. And when the money is appropriated to our office, we spread it out to the states and communities. So we make grant awards to the states, and we make awards to compensation programs, victim compensation programs in the states. Every state has one. And we make awards to the states so that they can make sub-awards to service providers who provide services to victims.
Mm-hmm. Victims compensation programs, what does that mean exactly?
Every state has their own victim compensation program. They vary from state to state. It is basically a fund that is available mostly with state funding, but it's supplemented from the federal government, from our program, to reimburse victims for expenses that occur as a result of their victimization. Things like if burial expenses, if someone has been murdered, the family can recover burial expenses, health expenses, mental health. It varies from state to state what the coverage is, but every state has one.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because, as we often know, and unfortunately we see on the news all the time, that the most heinous crimes, when victims have lost their lives, that families often are not prepared to handle these burial expenses. And I'm quite sure that this would be eye-opening for a lot of people to know that these resources are available.
Yes, and sadly, we hear about that, and definitely encourage states to do outreach. In some states, law enforcement has the responsibility for letting crime victims know of the availability of compensation and of services. I'm not sure it always happens, and it's not always that law enforcement responsibility. It varies from state to state. But a crime victim can go to our website, ovc.gov, and find a list of all of the state compensation programs throughout the country. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the website and get a phone number or the website number of each state's compensation program.
Interesting. Seminde, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I was going to say she is right. And a lot of people may not know, but I know about D.C. When there's a homicide in D.C., the police officers will let the family know. And I know many families who we have assist.
That's great.
I've gone through the victim program for burial domestic violence, helping them to find an apartment and paying their first month deposit for the apartment, sometimes the first and last month deposit, and giving the family money for the burial. So
that's great.
Yes, that does happen in D.C.
Samantha, tell me what from what you can, tell me what happened to you, because I've been a victim of a crime. You've been a victim of a crime. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon.
No, it's not. Well, I was a victim of a home evasion, and the police was called. By the time the police got there, they had left. We reported it. An investigator came over and asked some questions. Unfortunately, my situation, there was some happens with the police department, where the detective that came on was retiring and apparently did not turn the case over to the next person. That next detective didn't know, so I had to keep going back and forth and going back and forth. But I'm glad it happened to me because I knew what to do. But in a situations with many of the people that we help, when that happens, they don't know where to run and their cases are not heard.
Was your situation resolved?
It still has not been resolved.
And how long ago was this?
This happened in 2015.
2015. So we're talking some 2 years. Talk to me about how you felt in the aftermath. You know, obviously, home invasion, just like, you know, for me, it was a burglary at, you know, at my home. But, you know, for you to have your home invaded, you know, act of violence against you and your family, your afterthoughts, what was your what did that do to you?
One, I was happy it was me because I knew what to do after. But then again, what I thought about, can you imagine for someone who really don't know what to do? And being a community activist, I was even surprised the way it was handled. You know, that's what really bothered me, just the way it was handled. And still today has not been resolved.
And Ms. Roberts, I think that's one of the things that, you know, for people who have been, you know, victims of crime, whether it's a crime against your person or your home, even after the dust initially settles, people don't know what to do and how to handle this. What do you tell them?
That's a really good question. I think it just depends on the resources that are available in their community. Some court systems, if it does go to the court, have victim advocates who can help navigate the court system. Some people, if they find themselves in hospitals because they need medical attention, sometimes can get some assistance, but it's not always available. So it's just not uniform, you know, what is available to people. The ideal would be everybody has a victim advocate available to them and the services that they need, both of all sorts, shelter, medical, mental health, whatever.
Hold on 1 second. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about, what do you do if you are a victim of crime? What are your rights? What resources are available to you or your family in the aftermath of a crime? Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michael, calling from Chevrolet. Thanks for calling, Michael. What's on your mind? Michael,
hello?
Yeah, go right ahead, please.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, yeah, I got two real quick I want to explain to you. I was an active duty Marine. I was falsely charged with rape and sodomy. I was held prisoner for 5 days, and then a young lady came back and said she lied, all right, and I was released, but she walked away scot-free, okay? Now, the other thing is I still hold those charges on my record, and that was back in 1983. It has not been expunged. I just found out last year, okay? Mm-hmm. Second, I'm divorced, and my ex-wife's been married for 10 years, and I've been paying spousal support the whole time she's been married. And the reason being is because the child support in the state of Maryland is privately run, and they make it extremely difficult for a person to get off the rolls. So I want to just throw that out to you. The system is skewed so that people can make money off us as long as possible. And if you don't fight, you know, you're going to keep paying. Go ahead. I'm finished with my comment.
Michael, thank you so much. He does make an interesting point about the difficulties of the justice system. Go right ahead, Simone.
What I wanted to find out from Michael, did he...
He's gone.
Did he go... You have to go to your local state and request that your record be expunged. It's not something that is done automatically. Mm-hmm. You have to go. You can get a lawyer. You can get a public defender or go down to the court, and they will show you the process in getting your record expunged. For something like that, where the charges were dropped and the girl says she lied, his record would be expunged.
Okay. Ms. Roberts, talk to me. There's an event around this National Crime Victims Rights Week. Talk to me about that.
I'd be happy to. It's the highlight of our office's work. While we work to serve crime victims and those who provide services to them every day, once a year there is a designated Crime Victims Rights Week. And as part of that, we have an award process. There are several different categories of awards of people who are survivors and have gone on to do things to help other people, people who have prosecuted cases successfully, and there's a whole group of categories. And the nominations are open to anyone.
How can they nominate someone?
In the next probably 30 days, mm-hmm, on our website, you can go to the website, ovc.gov, and find out about how to nominate someone. And the nomination period is open for several months. And then we have a group of victims and victim service providers who review the nominations and make recommendations to us. And then we have an event every year, which is an award ceremony. This year it will be tomorrow at 2:00 at the Archives, the National Archives, in the theater there. And it's going to be live streamed. You can watch it, or you probably still can come if you're interested in coming. It's at 2:00 at the Archives, but that is where the nominees who are chosen for the awards are honored.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that would be a fantastic event. Is that information on your website?
Yes.
Okay, ovc.gov. That's ovc.gov. We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about victims of crime. What happens in the aftermath? What are your rights? What are the resources? If you're on the line, please stay with us. Leslie calling from Bowie. We're going to talk to you. Bernice calling from Maryland. We're also going to talk to you. If you've been a victim of crime, particularly if it's happened recently and you need help, if you need resources, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll take more of your phone calls after the break in just a moment. Stay with us. The Howard